So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Friend of ours, Bob. Friend of ours, Bob, sent us an email about quarterbacks taken in the first round and how many have been to the Super Bowl. I'm going to get to this. I get to digest this a little bit. I thought there was a lot more. There really isn't.
We have a quarterback taken in the first round.
80 quarterbacks taken in round one since 1999.
Hell, you started the season with three of them.
Sure. Of the 11, I guess I just gave you the answer. Only 11 have taken team to the Super Bowl. Only 11.
Well, there are only so many Super Bowls, Andy.
Yeah, I know. How many are active? Well, there's quite a few.
That's good radio right here, Dan.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm looking at that, and I'm just kind of trying to figure this thing out. And I'm like, you know, do you need to draft a quarterback in the first round to get to the Super Bowl?
Oh, my God.
Well, you said it, and then all of a sudden, now I've got a chart sitting in front of me going,
I didn't
well,
say you need to draft a quarterback to go to the Super Bowl. You didn't hear me say that.
No, but you've
you're
said
imagining
that your
things.
Odds, but you have said several times that your odds of.
Take a look around the league right now. All but six teams have a first-round pick at quarterback. I think that was what Chris Rose actually gave us, and I've counted them up, and that's the case.
But that doesn't necessarily mean they're going to win.
You want to enhance your chances? That's what you do.
The last
either that or you stumbled into Tom Brady.
The last one to win played in a Super Bowl was Burrow. 2020. Does that sound right? Yeah.
First-round pick?
Yeah, I'm looking
How
at some
that Mahomes
Patrick Mahomes
fella.
Guy would like to have a conversation.
Yeah, what
with
is
you.
This? All right, never mind. That's why I said. That's why I wanted life. To look at this.
Nothing
person.
Better than reading text.
You know,
cold on the air.
Jeff, no one asked you. No, did I say Jeff? Can you please dissect? It's just
maybe
food for
if
thought.
You had, we'd have figured it out.
It's just food for thought. That's all. Browns Therapy Monday. Kevin Stefanski coming up at 1 o'clock. Kevin Stefanski
1 o'clock.
Coming up at 1 o'clock. What is he going to say today?
We'll get it fixed.
Yeah, what was he come out and say, you know what, guys, that was a horrific game yesterday. I had no talent out there. You look at my offensive line. I don't even have a wide receiver that can really. I mean, yeah, Isaiah had two catches yesterday. Okay,
Andy,
congratulations.
Kevin has too much class for that.
But wouldn't it be fun if he didn't?
Well, yeah, it would be great.
That'd be Dan's favorite press conference of all
time.
We
would replay it. Uncensored Stefanski would be outstanding. If he walked up and said, do you see the slappies that I got to throw out there? Seriously? You mean me? I'm going to win with this?
Don't you want to just hear this? Hey, I thought I had Pickett and Flacco and we could hold down the fort. Instead, they traded both of those guys and left me with two rookies, and we didn't even take one in the first round. So everybody passed on all these guys at least twice, if not four times. And I'm supposed to make it sing. Thank you.
I'm not even on backup offensive line. I got third string offensive lineman. We're having a hard time figuring out which play sheet goes in the wristband. You think I'm winning with this?
Do you think fans would like that? Do you think fans would actually get behind him if he actually told the truth?
I think they would.
Are you kidding? They'd embrace him and they'd call you and want the statue.
It's our job to coach him up. You know, it's our job to tell special teams.
You think Kevin thought Jerry Jeudy was a star wide receiver when they brought him in?
I thought he would be at least a number two.
I think he is.
Okay, well, then he has lived up to expectations. I look at the stats and you just don't. And when you're wide receiving, when your tight ends, and I didn't even put the running backs in there. So, but when your tight ends have 102 of the 275 completions on a season, something's not right with your wide receivers. It's just not right.
Which, if you've listened to our show, is not a surprise.
Not at all. Nelson is in Avon Lake.
Hello, Nelson. Yeah, walking.
Not walking today, guys. It's a little chilly out there. Plus, it's a little icy, so I don't want to fall and break my neck.
No, you don't. No. Or your arm.
I might go out there and give it a shot. I don't know. Maybe.
Go for it, then. Go for it. Live life on the edge.
But anyways, I always love listening to you guys. Just a couple comments and a question. I really would love your perspective. And, Jeff, I agree with you. I feel awful for Kevin because he has little to work with. And many of the decisions that have been made, you can question, although the quote unquote collaborative word gets thrown a lot in this organization, but I do question the legitimacy of that. And where a lot of these decisions are made, but here's what I find fascinating, right? Cause I don't care who the Browns would have put a quarterback, whether it was Flacco or Pickett, or I don't care anyone else. I think that the level of success or lack thereof, or result, let's call it, probably would have been very similar or likely, perhaps slightly better, given the talent, overall talent in the roster. But this I would say, right, because when the season started, I was realistic. I wasn't looking in terms of wins and losses. And of course we all want to judge by wins and losses, but my question is, and this is where I have, and I've been a supporter of Kevin because I do like you, Jeff, I think that Kevin can really coach, but I do question, and this is really my question to you guys, what percentage of games would you say every Sunday when our Browns go out on the field, would you say our team is prepared? Or looks prepared to at least compete. And that's where I have a challenge, right? Because
Nelson, before this year, Nelson, I'd have said every day. But,
right?
But this year is put down in my mind.
And although you have so many rookies playing that changes that, some
and
of the things,
Andy,
too.
That's part of it. Yeah, that's exactly it.
And that's definitely part of it, right? But the concern that I have is that it seems as though there's been a decline in the amount of focus in efficacy, or let's call it, I don't know, priority in being.
Oh, these words efficient. Are getting too big for this show. Keep going.
Yeah. No, just being efficient and being good at what you do. And you, there's always going to be a team that's better than you, than you. And I expect that the Browns more often than not every Sunday, they are going to be out talented. But I have a concern that the team has not looked prepared, ready, and accountable, which is
all right, that's a good question,
of the fundamental
though, Nelson.
Things.
Yeah, no, we get. Thank you, Nelson. All right, I understand what you're saying. Are they prepared? Have you ever?
Andy,
yesterday with the play sheet thing, it's kind of goofy. Like I can't. I don't know how. First of all, why would you have an old play sheet sitting around? And two, how does he? I mean, if he lost it, I don't get it.
I don't know. Maybe Kevin will give us some insight into that. I don't know anything about all that stuff. I don't know. All I know is this. For the first time since Kevin's been the coach, I think there have been games where I've just thought, the heck are they thinking out there? What's going on? And you immediately said, Andy, and I think accurately so, there are a lot of rookies here. And the last stat I saw, the Browns have had more snaps played by rookies than any other team in the NFL. That's tough. But again, I don't think the coaching has overcome that lack of talent.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, I want to get into this the next hour, too, because we kind of touched on it for a second. I teased it. I want you to hear it. The question of whether guys quit, do they give up on the coach? Shelby Harris answered that question after the game, and here's what he had to say.
No matter what our record is, that should not dictate how hard you play, because we are all playing for our NFL livelihoods now. So it has nothing to do with your record. When they look at that film, it's not going to have your record next to it. It's going to be you. Your film is your resume. That's the only thing that matters. It has nothing to do with the record. We go out there and we ball.
Isn't that a great line?
Yeah, I think it's truthful, too.
I
there's a lot of times, oh, this guy gave up. The only guys that are kind of in that spot are superstars. And I don't know how you got to superstar status if you've ever thought like that. So, I mean, it would be, you'd have to be a diva to kind of quit on a coach at that point. Knowing what this is.
Shelby's right, though. It's straight business for them. He said, our tape is our resume. It couldn't be any more accurate. And they're playing for their NFL livelihood. You know, Tyvus said yesterday in the postgame show, Andy, and Shelby said some more things, and he said, you never know when you're out of this league. You never know when you're done. Tyvus frankly said, and I forget what year it was. I want to say 2019. He said, you think when I walked off the field and blah, 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 and wherever he was in 2019, that I wouldn't play in an NFL game again? He said, I had no idea. I assumed I would, but I didn't. And that's, Shelby just nailed it. That's how fleeting this can be. You're in the league, all of a sudden somebody doesn't pick you up, you're out. You're out.
Yeah, I was just checking. I was trying to remember the last thing. Was it San Francisco for him? I know you just brought that up. It was Denver. And then he played in D.C. for a little bit. I don't know. Yeah, you're right. You walk off the field there, you just never know. You never know. Kevin Stefanski, next right here, Baskin and Phelps, his press conference.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. and I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.